Here's Bob McGill, our buddy, one of the toughest guys to ever play in the National Hockey League. Now he's a Toronto Marlies analyst, and he's covering the Calder Cup playoffs. So here with Darren Millard, along with Mark Savard and Damian Cox. It is game six tonight of the Calder Cup final at RICO. And a few of us have been down there for this march to the Calder Cup. It's a great environment. The Texas Stars trying to stay alive. Toronto can clinch the Calder Cup tonight with a win. So, Bob, tell me about the Toronto Marlies being pushed in this series like no other series that they've been challenged in this playoff so far.
Well, gentlemen, great to be on with you. And you know what? You're right, Darren. They kind of marched through the first. Well, they had difficulty in first in round number one. They went to game five and. But then in rounds two and three, they swept both Syracuse and Lehigh Valley. And coming into the final series here against the Texas Stars, the Stars have really come together at the right time of the season, and they have really been a very good hockey club. And Derek Lackstall, the former Maple Leaf, who's coaching the hockey club,
has done a great job
of preparing his team so that they get to this point here, and obviously they're the first time this season in the Calder Cup playoffs that they are facing elimination. So the Marlies and Texas Stars here tonight, it's going to be exciting because every game has been really good. The first four were all one-goal games until the Marlies kind of blew it open the other night.
Bob McGill is chatting with us. Derek Lackstall played for the Wheat Kings. Bob's cousin was the assistant coach of the Vegas Golden Knights. So Ryan McGill. So acknowledge that.
Now there are a couple of injuries. I think at least the Marlies are looking at. Bob, can you bring us up to date on Travis Dermott in particular? I think Freddie Gauthier's been nicked up. A couple of other guys. What kind of a lineup do you think they're going to have? And what about Texas? Do they have any injuries that they're thinking about for Game Six tonight?
Well, Damian, I think that it's going to be a game-time decision whether Travis Dermott plays or not. He didn't play in game number five in Texas, so Andrew Nielsen drew in. And obviously with their 6-2 victory, they find themselves with the opportunity here tonight to win. And Freddie Gauthier is going to play. He didn't skate this morning, but it was an optional skate, and a couple of different guys didn't hit the ice. He was banged up left game four, but came back, or game three, I guess it was, when he left partway through the game. But he came back and played in game four and game five. So that will be the only decision is whether Dermott can play tonight or not. I don't know if it'll happen, but regardless, I think their blue line, the other guys, when Dermott didn't play in game five, they really stepped up their game. For the Texas Stars, Gurianov, their former first-round pick of the Stars came in game four and then a game five, and I don't believe there's going to be any other lineup changes for the Texas Stars as they look to see if they can tie up this series at three.
Gurianov has been an intriguing lineup decision for them, whether or not he's in or out of the lineup. What have you been able to glean from that?
Well, you know what? It's interesting because, you know, he had a 19-goal season for the Stars, but was a healthy scratch at the end of round number three or number two, and then didn't play some of the games in round number three as well. He sat out, and then they decided to bring him back in game number four because the one thing about the Stars in this series is their top line of Curtis McKenzie and Travis Moore and
the other guy.
Can't talk to
the winger. somebody in your grill there? Somebody trying to get to you?
I know, their top line has been absolutely running the show for their hockey club. And if you shut down that line, they've had no secondary scoring whatsoever. So Gurianov has been the guy that they're trying to get back going to try and provide them maybe with some secondary scoring because if the top line doesn't get it done, nobody else has.
Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, Bob, you've been around the AHL and the NHL, but the AHL for a long time. Is this Marlies team the best AHL team you've ever seen?
You know what, Mark? It has been unbelievable. You know, if you think of a couple of years ago, they won the President's Trophy for the American Hockey League 2 years ago, but they lost in the conference finals to the Hershey Bears. But this year, this club has been so good. They had one bit of a dip in December, and then from the end of December on, they lost 9 hockey games. And wow. They have been unbelievable, and they set an AHL record for most victories on the road this season with 30. And through the Calder Cup playoffs, they've taken their game to another level, I believe. And they have been won games in dominant fashion, not only being able to score goals, but defend has been the more impressive thing. Like, they've given up less than 20 shots in numerous games here in the Calder Cup playoffs. And, you know, you look at those 3 games down in Texas, they allowed 6 goals in 3 games, and they won 2 of 3. And a big reason, again, why they've got the opportunity here tonight to win a Calder Cup. And they've been that dominant all season long. They were, you know, only gave up 170 goals against in the regular season. I think the closest team to them was about 35 goals differential.
So they just don't give up much. I saw a defenseman, Kyle Rosen, scored a couple of goals the other day, and he was a player who almost made the Leafs or was possible roster player for the Leafs this year. Didn't turn out that way. And now his name comes up again. In your estimation, and we've heard lots of names coming out, how many guys, in your opinion, off this Marley team could play and be good regular players for the Leafs next season?
Well, next season, I don't think there's any doubt that Travis Dermott and Andreas Johnsson, for me, is going to play next year for the Maple Leafs. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And, you know, if the Marlies clinch the cup here tonight, I would expect him to play the way he has so far in this series. He should be the MVP of the Calder Cup playoffs. And, you know, Kelly Rosen, as you said, you know, he played a bunch of games for the Leafs this year. He got sent down, and he kind of struggled, you know, through the last part of the season. But as, you know, the last 10, 15 games of the American League's regular season, he started to ramp up his game, and he's been terrific in these Calder Cup playoffs. And I think that he is certainly a guy you could plug in to the NHL next season as well, because of the, you know, his skating ability, I think, sets him apart from a lot of guys. And especially at the NHL level, when you need those guys to be able to get back and move the puck quick to get out of your zone, Kelly Rosen's, I think, a guy that could do that.
That goal he scored in game 5, coming late and then dropping the shoulder a little deke and going glove side, was practice like something you'd come up with during a drill midway through a 65-minute workout. I think it was thread perfect.
Yeah, it was. It was terrific. And Johnsson with a great pass. And then the second goal he scored, he picked up the puck inside his own end at the top of the circle. And he outskated all the Stars players and ended up alone on the goaltender and clinched the game for the Marlies. And he's been that good. And obviously here tonight, they want to try and get it done. They don't want to have to count on having to come back on Thursday night for a game 7. But we'll see what transpires. It should be a lot of fun.
Two guys for me that are ready to come to the NHL, and if you can answer this a bit, is Sheldon Keefe deserves a chance for sure, ASAP. And what about Garrick Sparks? Can he be a guy that comes along here in next year and helps the team in the NHL?
Well, Mark, I'm going to agree with 100% with Sheldon Keefe. I tell you, this guy, he has been impressive, to say the least. I really think, you know, when you look at the preparation of his hockey club, you know, day in, day out, is unbelievable. And, you know, he leaves no stone unturned as far as finding out the weaknesses and the strengths of the opposition and his own players to make sure that they devise a plan to win games on a day-to-day basis. And I think that, you know, through the course of 3 years here as a head coach in the American Hockey League, he has won 157 games. And now conference finals 2 years ago and you know, hopefully a Calder Cup championship this year. I think that he could step into the National Hockey League without question and get the job done, because I think he really knows how to handle a team and how to get the most out of a hockey club. Garrett Sparks, I think he's another guy also that You know, he had a lot to prove this season. I think that that he could bounce back and show that he could be a dominant goaltender in the American Hockey League. And, you know, less than two goals against average and a .936 save percentage in the regular season. And he's been just as lights out here in the Calder Cup playoffs. I think that he is ready to take the next step to the National Hockey League. And he's certainly hoping that this is going to be his time after winning, if he can win a Calder Cup here, that he believes that he's going to be able to step to the next level.
You'll be able to watch it. It's on TV somewhere. I'm just telling you, it's somewhere. You'll be able to find it. Bob McGill doing color on the Toronto Maple Marlies as they get set to take on the Texas Stars. Game 6, a chance to win the Calder Cup, and he's fending off conversation requests mid-interview, so he's a professional. You know, it was about a year ago. You had a real challenge, and it's so nice to have you on and talking about this. Made big strides with your health, Bobby, and we're happy about that more than anything, and we'll look forward to your call tonight.
Well, thanks, fellas. I know it's you guys have been on the air for many years since my maiden voyage on your show at noon, so thanks for having me. It's been great.
Well, you're big daddy. One suffers, you all suffer. That's our motto. So you're in for a dime, you're in for a dollar. Thanks for doing this.
You betcha, guys.